So what Thank You for Clause Business is we give out, I give out referrals to people. And when they close that business, they send that over to me that says, Thank You for Clause Business.
Yeah.
And I've done over $1.2 million over the last, since 2016.
That's
Thank
fantastic.
You for Clause Business to other people.
That's right.
So, and that's what it's
awesome.
All about.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Run Lead Gen Radio, your go-to podcast for all things digital marketing and growing your business with your hosts, Quinn
and Brian.
And today, you guys, we have Jeff England with us from OnQ Home Loans, and we're super excited to have him. Jeff, you're probably one of the most successful people I know. So to preface everybody, Jeff is a really awesome guy, and we're going to talk a little bit about how he got there and how he can help you get there. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself for us, Jeff? Tell us a little bit about you, what you're doing, what you've done. We just want to hear it all.
Well, I'm with OnQ Home Loans, and I've been doing this for about 23 years.
Nice.
The lending industry. I do home loans. I do residential financing. So anything that's tied to a home or residences, I'll do it. But how I got here was about 23 years ago. So going back a little bit further, I actually graduated from BYU.
What?
And received
Don't say those words. It's Holy Week or Holy War Week.
Cougars. And we've got that coming. I graduated many, many years ago, and I went and got my master's and my MBA.
Awesome.
And then ended up moving back to the Carolinas for a while, me and my wife. After I graduated, we spent a couple of years there. And then we came back, we got into the family business. We actually had a construction business that we ran
awesome.
For quite a few years. My grandfather actually started it back at the time we sold it was probably about 60, 70 years.
Okay.
So we had that for a long time.
So you've got generations of entrepreneurs.
We do. Oh, there you go. Back a long
time. Wow. I love that. Wow.
So, we had a grocery cool. store. We had clothing stores.
Oh,
we
my
had a
goodness.
Lot of construction, a lot in the construction industry.
Okay.
So anyway, got into that. I was with them for a while. We had a ready mix plant. We built a concrete plant out in Bower, that area. And anyway, after so many years, we decided to sell.
Okay.
We sold that. I was more on the accounting end of things. And so my brother and my father, and it was a good time to get out of the industry at that point, we felt.
Yeah.
And then so we, but at that time, we also accumulated different buildings and owned some things around Tooele.
Yeah.
So we.
The Englands are well known around Tooele.
Well, we've been around for a long time.
That's right.
So, yeah. But anyway, my father, he was a good example to me. And
awesome.
So we passed away just several months ago.
That's right.
So we're sad to have him gone, but he left a great legacy for his family. So
yeah.
we're grateful for that. But anyway, so over the years, we've kind of had our dabbling into real estate.
Okay.
So it was kind of a natural fit. I had a good friend that was actually in the mortgage industry, so decided to get in. I was invited to come in, so we started that, kind of continue to go forward, and now we are 23 years later.
I love that.
Wow.
So. And we met you through an organization called BNI. We've talked a little bit about BNI on the channel, a networking group that we really love. It's been a fantastic way for us to just get involved with other entrepreneurs and other people in our area and to boost up our own resources. But you've been around at BNI for some time, and you've got kind of a power team with you and Andrea.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. I got into it 2016.
Okay.
I was actually one of the first ones. Well, me and Andrea, Matt.
Yeah.
We all got it in together. So it was a great opportunity to get to know more people and to expand our network. So it was a great way to do that. So we've been in there since then, and it's been great for me.
And yeah, and it's one of the, I mean, it's a pretty successful chapter of how as chapters go. And
right.
I think you were one of the top sharers of Thank You for Clause Business and referrals.
That's
so.
Right. So what Thank You for Clause Business is we give out, I give out referrals to people. And when they close that business, they send that over to me that says Thank You for Clause Business.
Yeah.
And I've done over $1.2 million over the last, since 2016.
That's
thank
fantastic.
You for Clause Business to other people.
That's right.
So, and that's what it's
awesome.
All about.
Yeah, that absolutely is. And that's something we've loved about just networks in general. We've talked about this and you've heard it before, but we believe heavily that for growing a business, you have to be considering inbound marketing, outbound marketing, and strategic referral partnerships. And BNI is a great way to solve that third pillar of getting out there and learning, you know, making yourself well known. And what BNI has forced a lot of us to do is to answer questions and to do some of the stuff that you kind of want to put on the back burner and not do. You know, it's like mottos and how you, your elevator pitch. And and so not being salespeople, it's been a really good way for us to kind of strengthen our muscle of putting ourselves out there and being sales guys. And so.
And so, and it forces you to do those things that you're maybe feel less comfortable to do.
Yeah.
So get up and talk to people, talk to strangers, talk to people. You get, but the BNI has become a family.
So yeah, it's absolutely
fun to be able to see everybody every week.
Well, cool. So we talk a lot about businesses growing. We talk a lot about people growing. And so we're really excited to have you on here. One, you've grown, it sounds like, several businesses, especially over the course of generations. We'd love your insight there. We'd also love insight on what you do and how you can help people grow themselves through their own assets and their own things. Ultimately, let's talk through some of the nitty-gritty of what it takes to grow.
But before we get into that, this is just out of personal curiosity. Since you've been in the mortgage industry for so long, mm-hmm. and everybody knows about 2008 and the financial crisis then, I was just curious, what was that experience like for you seeing that happen and all the things that happened in the mortgage industry in particular around that time?
You know, it was a challenging time during those years, but we actually grew. We actually did very well. It was an opportunity to be able to help people because it was a challenging time where we still had low home prices, and so that was okay. Interest rates were, you know, not too bad, but they're probably about where they're at right now, or maybe just a little bit higher. But it was a time where we could actually help them as they went through that the situations that are individual to their life. Where it may be like more of a refinances. It was also a time for people trying to find good opportunities to purchase. We had to be very creative to help them through. We did a lot of called rural housing loan programs, which was available to the Tooele County area. We also did called 2-1 buy down. So it's a way to help people ease into the home and ease into their payments every month. So there's just some creative ways to do it in a good sense, not subprime. We saw a lot of it's called subprime lending, which got into people into bad situations that kind of led into that housing crash. But we try to stay away from those. But we got people into some good situations where with their homes and their families. And actually, as they got into those, they've seen appreciation in their homes over the years exponentially. So
yeah.
It's been a good investment.
I feel like it's a cliche, but it's a cliche because it, you know, it works. But it's the concept that you got to roll with the punches. You got to keep going through. I mean, if you want to find success and if people want to find success, it's about keeping on and figuring it out and being creative when maybe the landscape looks a little different than it
challenging.
Has.
Yeah,
it is. From a business owner, you know, from our standpoint, it's more just how do we adjust and adapt to that new environment? And there's always ways to do it. You know, those that they persevere and they continue to go forward, they last and they're successful when they come out of it. You see a lot of people drop out. I sit on the Mortgage Regulatory Commission board. There's five commissioners throughout the state of Utah. And I sit on that. I've been on there for several years. But it's been interesting to see how loan officers, they kind of come and go. But, you know, as lean to, or, you know, great times and very, very, very times where the housing market and the rates have been really great. You had a lot of people jump into the industry, but it's very interesting as the times have become very lean, the mortgage industry is not as good. Maybe their interest rates have shot up. People are not buying as well. You start to see the people dropping out. So as we come across our renewal time it's happening right now. But in January, we'll see the new figures and it'll be interesting to see how many have actually dropped out this year.
Yeah, interesting.
Someone in my life that's been a loan officer for a long time, and just with the rates being so high, just decided they're going to retire because they're like, well, maybe it's just time to enjoy my later years because it's such a challenging time.
Well, and I think that's a good time where, you know, when you diversify, You know, you're not just all your eggs in one basket. If you're doing other things or you have other things going on for you, you can ride through those tough times a lot easier. So,
yeah.
So for instance, for me, if I have other real estate holdings or different things going on, you know, if the lending side kind of tapers off a little bit, I've got other things that'll help supplement. So,
yeah.
So it's always a good idea to be looking out for other things as well.
And is that something you help people with? Do you help?
Yeah. So I've helped a lot of people over the years as far as, you know, investment properties. That's always a great thing for people to get into. Real estate's an awesome thing to hold on to. My grandfather always told me once you sell it, it's not coming back.
Yeah.
So it's hard to get, once land's gone, it's gone. You know, you can't produce more land. It's hard to produce more buildings if you don't have the land to do it.
Yeah.
But as you do that over the years, it's been great to be able to help people build their asset and their portfolio with other investment properties.
Yeah.
And it's a huge return on investments over the years. So,
and I know we've been talking and we're waiting for the new year and this tax bracket or the tax season to end. But I'm excited about that by way of diversification and just continuing to grow wealth where I can and put the money where it's going to, little soldiers are working for you, you know, as they say. But well, cool. So talk to us a little bit about, you know, we're talking growth and I would love to hear both perspectives. I want to know, what are some of the things that you've done to kind of grow your business, and then maybe get into the weeds with us on how you can help others grow individually.
Okay. You know, I think the biggest thing is relationships.
Okay.
Regardless of what business you're in, it's all about relationship. For me, it's specifically about relationships. So, it's building those, ties with maybe realtors, with my past clients, with my sphere of influence. You know, my in the BNI, we always have a kind of a tagline we always say, and mine's mortgage partner for life.
Oh, that's right.
And that's huge for me, because for me to have return clients come back, not necessarily just for them, but maybe for their kids that are buying, that's huge to me, because that means I build up a clientele or people that they trust me, they come to me for advice. But it's continuing to build those networking, so you've got thousands of people you're dealing with instead of just, you know, tens of people.
Sure.
It's thousands of people. So as we have that, it continues to build and to grow. But I think, you know, kind of getting into the weeds a little bit more, it's becoming involved in the community. That's huge for me. You know, I sit on the Housing Authority board. So being involved in the Chamber of Commerce, we've got the BNI. So there's all these type of things, the Board of Realtors, you know, it's great to be able to be involved with them, but there's so many other things that we can get involved with to expand our network. So we're not just tied specifically to one, you know, network group, but we have an opportunity to go out. The BNI, our Business Networking International, it's BNI for short, but that BNI is, you know, I've got 30 salespeople that are out there looking for me. So I've got Quinn, I've got, you know, Doug, I've got Andrea, I've got all these people that help me.
That's right.
So as I look for specific things and ask every week, I can have them looking for it. So
I love that.
It's a good opportunity. But like I said, it's getting into the weeds. It's more, how do I get involved on a small scale to help? And when you're helping other people, it comes back to you.
Yeah, I love that. So obviously this has been a big week, and if you don't know, or if you're watching this, you know, later or whatever, it was election week this week. And we don't really want to wax too political here, but, I do have some thoughts, and I want to kind of gauge your reaction here. It's curious to me. I used to get really political. I was a caucus delegate. I was listening to hours and hours. I mean, 50 hours worth of, both primary debates of both parties. I just wanted to become extremely informed, and I've since been quite burned out of the political scene. But I felt like, and we kind of talked about this yesterday, it's curious to me. And obviously policy is important, and there are so many important issues that we want to have clarity on. But the nation being $35 trillion in debt, and only ever getting more in debt. We've never seen it reverse trend ever, right? And I feel like personally, it's like the house is on fire and we're squabbling over what to plant in the garden, you know, with the political things that are at, like, where does the new you know, election results play into your business? What does the future look like? Are you hopeful? What's your perspective on current events and how that has impact on the people?
You know, the mortgage industry and the housing industry they kind of tie into the bond market side. So you have the stock markets, you have the bond markets, and mortgage backed bonds are on the mortgage, you know, that bond side of it all. But whenever things happen within the political realm, like, you know, the new president going to be coming in, what's he going to be doing? What is his economic policies, and how's that going to affect the bond market? How does it affect inflationary concerns? There's a lot of emotions that drive the bond market. It's more what we feel like it's going to happen. What's going to happen out there? They're always trying to predict the future.
Sure.
So that's what's trying to they're trying to digest that, and that reflects into the mortgage rates too. Wow. So they have the Federal Reserve. Are they going to reduce rates? You know, that doesn't directly affect the mortgage side of things, but it does indirectly. And so for us to be able to hear their plans, what they're doing, how they're looking at the economic factors. Does the new president coming in, how's that going to play into things? You know, right now, all we can do is take care of ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, we take a look at, we can look at the nationwide, the problems happening out there or things, but you know what? It really comes down to what are we doing ourselves? How do we get involved? How do we help our neighbors? How do we help our friends? How do we help our families, and how do we help our business? How do we support our businesses? You know, do we participate in all the loud noise that's happening out there? It's really more, you know, people are afraid to buy a home. They're afraid because interest rates may be a little high, or are the home prices continue to increase? Is there going to be a big crash, and should they be waiting for that? You know, I think it's hard to predict, you know, and I think they need to make sure they're looking at what is their specific need now, you know,
right.
How do they help themselves and their families, because they need housing. There's a lot of housing demand out there. It's just a matter of how do people jump off the fence and start buying.
Yeah. You know, I love the idea you said to kind of, you know, do what you can in your sphere of influence. And I've once heard, and I really love this, I don't know, phrase, but lift where you stand, mm-hmm. right? To be able to like be a pillar where you are. And so I'm curious with these people that are that aren't sure if they should buy a home or if they should invest in an investment property or if they should diversify, you know, what would you say to somebody that's saying that right now?
Well, I mean, Albert Einstein once said the eighth wonder of the world is compound interest. Those that understand it, they earn it.
Yeah.
Those that don't, they pay it. And I think that's the thing that people have to realize, that, you know, it's an investment. When they buy a home, it's an investment. They may stay there for 30 years. They may stay there for 2 years, but it's an investment that they want to get into. And so interest rates, sure, they affect your payment, but, you know, it's something we can change later on. If interest rates are at 6.5% or 7% right now, they can jump into it. They can still enjoy a home, lock in that purchase price. Now, in 2 years, when it starts to appreciate and that compounding interest, so to speak,
yeah.
you know, things, you know, it compounds in the value of the home. Now they're enjoying those compounded values of your home, but then they can refinance and get into a 4% or 5% interest, you know,
yeah.
as time goes on. So, but they need to do that. You know, it's been interesting. I just read a survey that one of the lowest, it's more, why are people buying homes right now? And a lot of times it's more convenience. They want to control their environment. They want to be able to control even what their pets can do, you know, and that's huge for people. The bottom of the list was to grow wealth and appreciation and value. And I think that's a backwards thinking there. They need to make, your pets are important, but it's very important to make sure you're buying a home to buy. It's a wealth. It's a wealth. I mean, when you think about it, renters versus home buyers are probably about 40% more wealthy as far as net, you know, equity,
sure.
they have equity or assets that they own versus a renter. You know, they're an average one, a person that's buying a home, they probably have about $400,000 in wealth because of their home. But whereas the renters may be $10,000.
Sure.
So it's a huge investment.
You know, there's so many things that come to mind that I feel like I wish we could unpack, and we're, you know, we've only got so much time, but, we have a little office gym, and on the wall we say, if it's a little, I like these clever cliches, right? Yeah. If not now, then when? And it, I like to think that it's a more sophisticated version of YOLO. Not so much that like, hey, you got to go do something right now and you got to just only be doing, but it is the idea of like, you've got to act. And I mentioned it in BNI this week, a quote that we had read in this book we're reading on the Lion's Tracker Guide to Life. And he essentially says, you know, he's talking about being mindful and tracking the lion, and you only get one chance. And it's, and he pretty much says the only mistake is inaction. And it brings me back to the time when I purchased my home, or even when we started our business. Every time that we've been on the precipice of an opportunity, you want to be prepared for those opportunities. And because they come and then they go. And so, that's a good idea. That's a good reason why you want to have some savings, so that when an investment property comes up, you can capitalize on that. You want to be ready for opportunity because it comes and it goes. And I remember, you know, we came out to Stansbury Park and we were looking at houses and we're saying, oh my gosh, look, we can get so much more for our dollar than where we were looking in maybe Salt Lake County. And I remember hearing the fear, not only from myself, but from others around me. That's way more than I ever paid for my house. And even in our own neighborhood now, you know, I'm talking to people who paid half as much for their home as what I was going to pay. And I'm talking to Brittany and we're on the precipice of a new job. And we don't even know, we're going to be house poor and we're not sure. And looking back now, the smartest thing I ever did, even though at the time I'm paying more than maybe what other people paid for their home. And, you know, and I'll give like specific numbers. Like we were looking at houses in, say, Harriman that were like, you know, 1500 square feet top, 1500 square feet, so like 3000 square feet, very similar to what we're in. And you're looking at $350,000 in Salt Lake. And we were like, oh my gosh, we can't do that. And we come out here and it's 250 and we're like, oh, wow, this is, you know, in the realm. And then I've got my dad saying, well, I purchased my house that had this many for 100,000. And I'm like, oh, how are we ever going to do it? You know, my parents were both working and we're on a single income. And so, but we committed and we bought the house and then things went even crazier. And the house, our house value doubled and interest rates went crazy. And so I guess what I would say from my experience.
Oh, and I was just going to say, I don't think I've ever met anyone or heard anyone say when it comes to buying a home, I wish I would have waited a little bit.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
Because if you look at the charts, every 10 years, within a 10-year period, now if you're going to buy and then you're going to move in a year, rent. That's probably right. The best thing for you to do. But if you're going to stay here for 3, 5, 10 years, buy. You know, that's the thing we want to do. Because over a 10-year period, your home's going to appreciate in value. It's going to, even the downturns of the market, it'll still come back. It'll still continue to go.
Yeah, something like I read, over the course of the last 150 years, any 10-year increment you look at, homes appreciate.
Successful. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But fear paralyzes people. And that's the thing you got to get over. You know, they look past those things and try to start looking at those people that are out there saying, I bought mine at 100,000, you know, those type of things.
So or my rate was this. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and you know what, honestly, today, a healthy economy, I think a 5 to 6% interest rates, a pretty good healthy economy.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be too low. 2 and 3% was not a healthy economy.
Sure.
It was just bad. So I'm happy to see him back into this range.
And we would extend some of that same knowledge out to then business owners or people on the precipice of owning a business. We were just talking about this as well. Where we were a year ago or 2 years ago is very different than where we are today. And very few times have we talked to people who are keeping on, who are rolling with the punches and being creative through the hard, are saying, I wish I wouldn't have done it. Those people that are pushing through the hard and they're figuring it out and they're solving one problem at a time, they're also the same people that are saying, I wish I would have done it sooner. 5 years before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and so maybe as we kind of push this back to listeners, keep on keeping on, push through the hard, right? Make the commitments today, especially if you know that you are going to be able to do it for the long haul. If it's not just a quick deal, it's gonna end up being worth your while. Something else we were talking about yesterday, and I'm gonna botch the quote, but it was something like, few things that are difficult aren't worth the while. So double negative, essentially saying few things that are easy are worth it, right? If it takes time and it's difficult, it's often worth the time and difficulty.
Absolutely. Anything in your life is worth it. It's going to be hard, but it's worth it at the end. So,
yeah. Okay. Well, to round us out, you know, somebody's listening to this. How can Jeff at OnQ Home Loans help today? What is a listener? What's a trigger for them to say, I should go talk to Jeff?
Well, I think it's just more, hey, I need to take advantage of it. I don't know what the future is going to hold, so let's take advantage of today and jump into this. Come see me. A lot of times people are a little uncertain, so they don't even know, how can I even qualify for a home? We just graduated from college. We just started our job. You know, how can we actually do anything at this point in time? You'd be surprised, though. You come in, we've got a lot of opportunities, a lot of products. They may be very minimum down payment. It may be 100% financing. So we've got a lot of options. You know, if you're a veteran, there's 100% finding options for people as coming out of the service. And so it's great to be able to just sit down, take a look at it. I can give them a good picture of where they're at this specific point in time. And then they can make decisions from them. It doesn't cost anything. Let's just look at it. See, maybe their credit's not quite where it needs to be. So we've got to build that up. And maybe over the next few months or over the next year, you know, I love people come back to me after a year and say, hey, I'm in a better situation. We've saved up a down payment. We've done better on our credit. What can we do right now? So, but yeah. It's always nice to be able to at least get a picture at this specific point in time, a snapshot of where they're at.
Yeah. So maybe to just dive a little bit deeper here, who's your golden goose? If any person fits this mold, Jeff is your guy. He's going to help you. Like, you're the perfect person to help them in their need.
I would love to have those that are first-time home buyers. I would love to have those that are maybe challenged. Maybe there's some situations where they've got to move up or down in their housing situation. But realtors or builders would be great. You know, I love working with them because they're always producing more. They're always looking to help improve the economy, improve our neighborhoods. And so those are great people for me. So I'd love to have the relationships with the builders, with realtors. But especially, like I said, I love first-time home buyers. I love having them come in and visiting with them. But those that are and even going through challenging situations where maybe a life-changing situation that they need extra help to, how do I keep my house, or how do I use the equity in my house to continue to move forward? So I love to work with them.
Awesome. And how do we find you? How do they find you if they want to find you?
I'm just Google me. Okay. Jeff England, OnQ Home Loans. They'll be able to find me. They're welcome to.
And you can help anybody anywhere? Where can you?
So I'm licensed in anywhere in Utah, okay. Wyoming, Idaho, Texas, and Mississippi. So
great.
Anybody that's available. I've had, during the pandemic, it was great to be able to help people because we had a lot of people looking to buy second homes down in St. George. They figure, hey, if I'm working from home, why sit here during the winter months? I must be down in St. George and I can.
That's what we need to do. Yeah.
So, but it was great to be able to help them get into a condo or a second home.
Yeah.
And then they turned that into either a rental later down the road. Or
these are the things we need to talk about, Jeff. Yeah, so. Well, good. We are so glad to have had you. Thanks so much for being here. You guys, if this is something that's interesting to you, one, if you want to be featured on here, we want to talk about business growth, you want to talk about your business or somebody else that you know, hit us up. You can email us at info@runleadgen.com, RUNLEADGEN.com. And then, of course, if this has been valuable to you, this is the kind of stuff we talk about. We're talking about tips and tricks, how people are growing their business, motivation to get you out there and go. We have so many free resources to help you get your feet wet, to get your, you know, hit the ground running. So go ahead, leave a comment with any question that you have, any other perspective that we might have missed, and certainly like and subscribe so that you can stay up on all the latest when it comes to business growth and marketing. I'm Quinn.
I'm Brian.
And this is Run Lead Gen Radio, where we help you scale to success.